The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this morning we are up on the roof with Quality Roofing Solutions. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
Benjamin Murphy is here, director of marketing, along with James Dare, who's a roofing consultant. So is the time. If you've got some questions about your roof, maybe you got up there to put some Halloween decorations. You went, ooh, there's a hole here. Maybe I should
Nothing
do
something. Nothing spookier than finding a problem with your roof.
Thank you very much. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So good morning, guys. So tell us what you're hearing, what people are calling about. And first of all, tell us about Quality Roofing Solutions, who you are and how long you've been here.
Absolutely, Meg. Well, you know, it's a beautiful day here in the Gulf Coast, and we're happy to be here. Like you said, we've got James here in the studio, and we're Quality Roofing. We are your locally trusted and top-rated roofer. We've been serving the local Pensacola area, Scambia County, and Santa Rosa area for almost 20 years now. And we serve all the way from the Alabama state line through Panama City. So from full roof replacements to repairs to commercial and low slope, we do it all. If there's a roofing question, you've got the experts in the house, so we're happy to answer any questions.
Excellent. This is great. So 850-437-1620. So right now we're into the fall. We're having a change of seasons. We're going from very hot to kind of cool. What do we need to look out for now as we head into this fall and winter season in terms of our homes and our roof and what to look for?
Well, we've had a lot of rain lately. I know that, you know, it's been a pretty busy week at the quality office with people that have had some experience with, you know, leaking issues. Maybe we got that spooky spot up on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's get that taken care of. Thankfully, we didn't have Melissa coming this way, but, it is still hurricane season, so making sure that storm system is, or excuse me, that roof system is up to par and ready to battle the elements, if you will. But James, you know, I know you're out in the field working with customers daily. You know, what are some of the things that you're seeing as maybe common issues or common questions that customers are asking?
Definitely with the rain, got a lot of those pesky little water spots popping up and for everybody to, oh, look, actually looks like my roof's leaking.
You don't want to ignore those from when you were on the show before. You don't want to ignore it. Like, it'll go away.
I'd even take it a step further. What I think, and I talk to a lot of people, they're like, it just started leaking. I get up in the attic and the insulation is completely saturated.
Oh, gosh.
The plywood is like falling down underneath of the shingles, and it's not something that just started leaking.
So by the time it's showing up as a water spot on your ceiling, you're probably in trouble.
Oh, yeah. It's more by the time it shows up on your drywall, it's probably been leaking for 6 months. Mm. And what I tell people, and especially all my customers, you got to think throughout the summer, it's 140 degrees in your attic.
Mm-hmm.
Little caveat there. We can help out with that. Solar attic fans, call us and ask about that later. Anyways, 140 degrees in your attic. So imagine what happens if you have a slow drip on one of those hot summer afternoons. That water hits that insulation and evaporates.
Mm-hmm.
Hits the insulation and evaporates. I mean, it takes a lot of time for it to completely saturate through the plywood, through the insulation, down to your drywall, drip on your forehead when you're sleeping in your bed. So it takes a little while for that to get through there. So that's why it's always important to do roof inspections. Mm-hmm. Every year you should have your roof looked at just to keep up with it. And then I got one more spooky thing that I've been dealing with recently. Critters in your attic.
Uh-oh.
They chew through the shingles. They will chew through your shingles. They will chew through the plywood, and they will move inside of your house. So another reason to keep your roof inspected. We had a property management company. They're semi not local, but anyways, I won't say the name. They had a problem with tenants that were feeding raccoons.
Oh, dear.
And so these raccoons were getting rather obese and crawling through the attics.
Plus size raccoon problems.
No way.
They were falling through the drywall into a tenant's apartment. Again, not a local thing. It's a little bit out of our area, but the property manager was telling me about it.
Can you imagine watching a football game and suddenly a raccoon falls in your lap, a fat raccoon?
That you've been feeding? You're like, what?
Yeah, it's
maybe one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
it's a pretty good story.
Oh my goodness.
The same management company, but a different complex in a different area. This was at a trade show, so I got all the great stories.
Wow.
The family was sitting down at dinner table and they heard some scratching. They looked up and there were fingers sticking through the drywall. The squirrels had chewed through
fascia,
and they had like worked their way through the drywall and were sticking their hands down into the apartment.
Oh my God, that's like a horror movie.
That'd be a little bit creepy.
There's your
Halloween, your spooky roof story for the week.
So the message of this informative discussion is get these things checked.
That's
and
right.
Do that
that's
on right. an annual basis at the very least.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we just have so much weather. The weather around here is just so temperamental, if you will. You know, it was pouring rain a couple of days prior to that. It was beautiful and sunny. So, you know, making sure that your roof is up to snuff. And then especially with a lot of the bigger trees, you know, having tree damage or limbs that fall off, that can cause issues throughout the year. So,
no doubt.
You know, sometimes you might not even be home when a limb falls down on the house. So,
And I would guess now is the time to check your gutters too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, they're working overtime right now, right? And, you know, that's, I think, a big, I don't want to say misconception, but something that people overlook is what that water damage can do to your foundation, you know, if that water's just running off the roof and sitting there pooling. And if we're not known for our lack of, you know, irrigation and flow, the water tends to stand and kind of pool around the Pensacola area. So make sure you're diverting away from the base of your house is essential.
Okay. We did have a question that came in, and this is a little different topic, but it says, do you work on existing commercial properties, TPO flat roofs?
We do. Absolutely. We have been doing commercial roofing for many years now as kind of like an add-on service to Quality Roofing, but we are in the process of growing and rather substantially growing our commercial department. So we offer roof inspections for commercial roofs. We offer repairs, and we also offer service agreements. I know for a busy professional that has a business that's running, the last thing you want to do is have a roof leak pop up in your showroom or your doctor's office or your exam room in your doctor's office. You have to call three roofers. You have to schedule them to come out. Then you have to get their estimates back from them. Then you have to approve those estimates. Then you have to get on the roofer schedule. And by the time all that's done, as a commercial landowner, your roof's been leaking for a month and a half. Then you've got to decide, you know, like, oh, which one am I going to go with? So we've taken all that out of it with service agreements. You can set up a service agreement with us. You see a roof leak, you give us a call. We don't send somebody out there to find the roof leak. We send somebody out there to fix the roof leak. And we send you a bill for the project afterwards. You have a certain amount that you can approve. Like, hey, if the roof repair is under $2,000, just fix
it. I just need you to take care of it. It's not worth slowing down the business, right?
Yeah, let's keep your business running. Let's keep you operating. Let's not have to move desks around in your office because your receptionist just had a roof leak show up over top of her computer.
Right.
So we can help you guys out with that for sure.
Okay, great question. And I've got somebody that just phoned in on 850-437-1620. Rick is on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Hey there, guys. Wanted to know when you guys bid a job, what percent is like, do you factor in for materials? What percent do you factor in for labor, workers' comp, and then even a profit? You know, I'm sure you guys like factor in like maybe so much percent for profit. How do those percentages break down?
That's an interesting question. It's probably more of like a business question. Some of that I would say is probably some, what's the word I'm looking for, like proprietary information, if you will.
Well, and a lot of it depends on cost of goods
right.
for the different materials, you know, different labor rates for different installations. So there's certainly a lot of factors within that. And I can say that probably giving you a better, not necessarily answering your question, Rick, but on average, we do see an average roof replacement from, you know, $12,000 to $15,000. That's usually on average what customers are seeing
and
on their voices.
I'm guessing that you would give a quote, and in that quote,
absolutely.
It would be all broken down for you. So there's not like a set formula. It really probably, I'm guessing, with the unique homes, unique businesses, it would depend on the situation,
yeah,
right?
Very much. By the way, we actually were talking about that on the way in. Like, if you have a simple ranch-style home,
that's
like a straight shotgun shot, well, there's not going to be as much labor associated with that. But if your roof is cut up, it's a hip style on one side, gable style on the other. I'm talking about a lot of roofing language. AI is your friend if you don't know what I'm talking about.
A lot of different cuts.
Yeah,
if your roof is
cut,
shapes,
yeah.
different
yeah.
shapes.
Yeah, if you look at your roof and think geometry, then it's probably going to be a little bit more labor associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much best answer I could give to that as far as percentages go, and it just varies. It varies on the job, the house, the location. Like, there's a lot that goes into those percentages.
I think one of the important things to note too is that you're certified, you have all of the certifications.
Absolutely.
Because unfortunately, as we've seen in this area during hurricane season, we suddenly get the drifter roofers that come in with a truck.
Oh my
and,
goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, and then they charge you and they really don't do what they need to do. So we always say to you, be sure and make sure that the company you're working with has the certifications, and maybe to go through a couple of what are the things that you have that
absolutely.
Qualify you as a professional roofer.
Well, and I was going to kind of just...
That's why I was going to think, you know, I was going to say that, you know, if you guys have the drifter roofers coming in, they're probably not paying the workers' comp, you know? So what percent, for example, are you guys putting in on workers' comp paying for that? I mean, that's got to factor in your overall cost compared to the drifter. He's going to offer a lower non-guaranteed rate. You know, he's going to be gone after his job. Never see him again. You're going to be staying here in town.
No, absolutely. And, you know, that's a lot to your point, Rick, as well as Meg, you know, the unlicensed out of town can certainly be a big issue. Thankfully, you know, we're not in storm season, so it's not as prevalent. But, you know, we are a CertainTeed master installer. So I can also say that because of the volume of projects that we are doing here in the area, we do get some of the best rates when it comes to material costs. So that is, we're able to use that to our advantage and have a very competitive price point.
Very good. Thank you so much for calling in, Rick. It was a great question. Then have a great day. So on that same note, if someone was interested, like Rick, who's wanting to get a quote or possibly find out, you know, how is this going to break down, who would they contact and where can they find that information?
Absolutely. Well, I definitely recommend you give our team a call. You know, we believe that ghosting is for Halloween, not for roofers. So we are ones that answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We will call you back if for some reason we're not able to. But get in touch with our team. We're here local. We've got a team that's ready to help, 850-788-7691. Or visit us online at qualityroofingsolutions.com.
You know, when you go to a fancy restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and if you know the restaurant, you can ask for that special menu item that's not on the menu
uh-huh.
if you're a regular. Well, just as an inside information, if you want something like that with the professional quality roofing company, the high-end roofing company that we are, ask for James Dare. That's the special menu item on.
That's the animal style of the menu.
That's right. Personal plug. All right, James, we got you.
Subtle,
shameless plug.
So we've talked about a couple of kind of scary, spooky roof disasters, as in fat raccoons falling through the ceiling.
That's still great.
Let's talk about some memorable wins. Talk about a project maybe that you've been involved in this area that just everything went really, really well. It was very satisfying for you when it was completed.
I've got one that comes to mind just, and I'm a little bit removed. I have the pleasure of working with our team in office. I do get to get out in the field occasionally and hang out with our crews and see our reps, but I get to also see a lot of the reviews that come in. So we're fortunate to have over 1,000 reviews here in our Pensacola location with a 4.9 rating, and one that comes
Wait, go back. 4.9 out of 5?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, we're very proud of that, and we thank our you know our audience and our fans for all they do in putting in those reviews. That means a lot to us. One that comes to mind, and where I was going with this was, I think it just came in yesterday. Somebody had gotten the dreaded insurance letter or up for you know cancellation. Had 2 weeks before their policy was.
Oh boy.
To be terminated. And our team was able to get that roof replaced and get it knocked out. And they did not have to worry about a lapse in coverage. So,
wow, that's fast.
You know, there's certainly some variables that come into play in terms of, you know, permits and things of that nature. But instances like that, that's what we love to do. And that's, you know, I think why people come to the experts because we can handle it. We're going to make sure that, if, of course, it's licensed, there's permits pulled. You've got the coverage, so you've got that peace of mind, but you've also got a quality team that's going to take care of you every step of the way.
That sounds great. So tell me a little bit about if I needed to get in touch with you and I have an issue. So James, how would folks get in touch with you since you have now put yourself out as the special on the menu?
Well, you can always call the office number that Ben gave there. My personal cell number, 850-903-3311, if you wanted to reach out to me directly.
So this is the holiday season as we're coming up. But before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit about decorations and the things that are happening as we get exuberant and excited about putting Santa on the roof. Or skeletons, for that matter.
It's the season, all of them, right?
You told me a story about a do not do this
story. Yeah, that's right. We were talking about that just before we started. We had a right after Christmas, we had a warranty claim for a brand new roof. The homeowner called distraught. Hey, my brand new roof that you guys just put on is now leaking. So we, you know, we got our truck together. We got over there, get up on the roof, and we found several screws in the roof. And so we took pictures, and we're like, this is kind of odd, you know. So we go back down. They show the pictures to the homeowner. She goes, oh, yeah, that was – we had to put Santa Claus and the reindeer were on the roof. We had to make sure they didn't blow off. So, yeah, do not fasten Santa Claus to your roof with screws unless you plan on putting a new roof on after Christmas. Maybe that's a Christmas gift that you're giving to your to your husband or wife. But, yeah, definitely – don't screw anything down to your roof. Another common one that I see a lot is the Christmas lights holder you can buy at Walmart that they tell you to push underneath of the shingles.
Yes.
Don't do that. That is not a good idea.
Oh, wait, repeat that one because I think I might be guilty of that one.
Yeah, a lot of people are. There are little plastic clips that they slide underneath of the shingles, and then you can hook your Christmas lights to them. Not that it's going to make your roof blow away, but repeated doing that year after year, you are messing with the most vulnerable wind area of your roof. That wind will catch that first shingle and it'll rip that thing off as fast as possible. So if you're breaking that seal every time you push that light holder in on that. So that's another thing to look out for. Try to hook them up to your gutters. You can hook that plastic little clip. If you don't have gutters, you can hook it on the drip edge. That's that piece of metal that's up there by the shingle. You can hook it on the bottom of that. So there's a couple different places you can put that. But if at all possible, don't slide it in the underneath the shingles.
I like how you said that. Don't break that seal. Yeah, because like once that asphalt shingle is laid down and sealed, you don't want to start pulling back that
that's
back.
Right. There are several very specific code requirements to that first shingle. There's the nail pattern for the drip edge. There's a 4-inch bed of tar. There's a starter shingle. And then there's the field shingle that goes on top of that. All of those have specific requirements published and put out by the state of Florida as how they have to be installed. And when you push that in there, you mess with all three of those things.
Oh, dear. Okay. Yeah. So what do you recommend then?
I mean, again, the ones that go on the gutters or they can kind of like clip onto the under part of the drip edge,
yeah,
right?
The drip edge. That transition metal from where it goes from shingles to your fascia or the board that you're looking at the roof's edge there.
Well, and I think, again, you know, that's one thing I wasn't really aware of is how important that drip edge is on a roof. You know, that's that, again, that piece of metal that's right at the edge where the shingles meet. And how important that is to prevent water and water pooling. A lot of problem areas can develop around the drip edge. So don't go messing with it.
That's
there
right.
There you go. Great advice.
This is proving a little difficult. Normally when I'm with customers, I have a sample box with all of the drip edges in there, and I can hold it up and go, this is what drip edge is. I can't do that on the radio.
Right.
You can.
Right.
It just does less effect.
That's right. If anybody wants to know, I am using hand motions.
He is being very descriptive right now. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We have James Stairs, the roofing consultant, Ben Murphy, who's the director of marketing for Quality Roofing Solutions here in Pensacola, and they serve the entire area here. In addition to commercial and residential roofing, you do so many different things. One of the things too that we have mentioned before is this is the time now, as we get to the end of the year, your insurance bills are coming in, there's going to be a lot of changes. So what do you need to do if you're going to have that inspection? You talk a lot about documentation.
Absolutely.
And photos.
Well, and that's, you know, when we come out and do an estimate and inspection, we're going to provide you photos. We think that documentation is essential, and especially I want to make sure that I have documents in case a storm comes through, that I know what my house and my roof looked like before it came through. So that's a very big part of what we do. And then also just ensuring, like James was saying, that your roof is up to snuff, it's ready for the season. I've had a lot of people that are saying, well, you know, I'm just going to wait till 2026, and you know, I would encourage people, one, if you can, try to get that roof taken care of sooner rather than later. We're still in hurricane season. It you don't know what's coming. And more so, I don't have my crystal ball in front of me, but prices don't seem to be getting cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And we see material costs on our end going up. So, you know, try to take advantage of the lower prices now, and go ahead and get that roof put on, get your home squared away, get that peace of mind for the holidays. And our team is ready to knock it out, and we can take care of you before the holidays. It's not going to be a big inconvenience. And of course, we've got a team of experts that's here and ready to help, just like James. I love the people that I work with, and I can honestly say it's one of the best teams I've ever been a part of. The quality of the values that our team is driven by is exceptional. So,
You may have just answered my next question, which was, what sets you apart personally? What makes you proud to be part of Quality Roofing Solutions, and what sets you apart from the other roofing companies in the area? Why should I call you?
Well, I think I got on my little soapbox, but I'm going to let James take this one.
I would quote one of our executive staff in saying this when he talks about looking for people. He talks about heart and reliability. You got to have the heart to want to work and do the right thing, and you have to be reliable. Those are the people that work at Quality Roofing. That's what we require. That's the standard you have to meet. You have to have heart, and you have to have reliability. Past that, you know, we're able to train and certify and get all this other stuff included.
That's right.
But when we bring people on, that's the paid admission.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We can't train that, right?
Right.
Well, and as a woman who has my own property, I don't know a whole lot about shingles and roofing and that kind of thing. And so it comes down to me to trust. I want to trust that you're telling me the truth and not trying to take advantage of my lack of knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I actually, it's funny you say that. I had an appointment yesterday, and I've been beating this drum now for over a year. Our industry as a whole, as roofers, has gotten lazy with all the storms we've had. Anybody who has had a roofing estimate lately, you can listen on the radio, and you're gonna relate with what I'm saying. The roofer shows up, he throws a piece of paper at you and says, call me, we can take care of your roof, and we're the best in town. Oh, and we have the greatest shingles, have a nice day. There is no education. They don't get up on the roof. They're not measuring to verify their information. Like, all that stuff can be done, and I can get close to what you need. And I may be able to get accurate half of the time. That's not what we do. We're there. We do regular inspections, detailed reports, and education.
Excellent. James Dare, Benjamin Murphy, both with Quality Roofing Solutions. Your website one more time and phone number.
Absolutely. QualityRoofingSolutions.com or give us a call, 850-788-7691.
And you can listen to this interview again right on our website at NewsRadio923.com. Click on Podcasts, Expert Panel, and Quality Roofing Solutions.
Have a quality day.